It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is political analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the week's top regional news stories. Well, Governor Snyder testified under oath in the Detroit bankruptcy case, and there were depositions from State Treasurer Andy Dillon, as well as a top Snyder advisor. A recap of what they said, Jack?
Well, not a lot as far as we know. We haven't seen transcripts yet of Treasurer Dillon's deposition. We have seen an unofficial transcript of Governor Snyder's. And on, I think, 56 occasions, he said he didn't know or he didn't remember. And on another 16 occasions or so, we evoked attorney-client privilege. It's pretty clear that certainly people thought about bankruptcy as a possibility, if not a probability, before he appointed Kevin Orr. Now, it's important to know the unions, the attorneys for the unions, are seeking to sort of show some evidence that this was all sort of a plot to eliminate the city's debt by getting rid of people's pensions. And, of course, they're arguing in court that those pensions shouldn't be touched. But if they got a lot of ammunition out of this, I can't see it.
Meanwhile, Governor Snyder says he doesn't know who donates to his New Energy to Reinvest and Diversify Fund. That's known as the NERD Fund. That fund pays Detroit Emergency Manager Kevin Orr's travel and living expenses. So will that satisfy the doubters, Jack?
Well, of course not. It's kind of a mystery to me. Politicians, since the dawn of time, just about, have been getting in trouble for having secret funds like this. And so the idea is sort of people who supported Snyder, approved him generally, would put money in this fund that could be used for various purposes, in this case for expenses for Kevin Orr. But there's all sorts of suspicion who's putting money in there. And usually people, when people donate money, they want to get something out of it. I think the governor, I think we should take on face value, he may not necessarily know all the contributors. He probably certainly knows or suspects some of them, but there's a whole ethical issue here about secret funds and governors using such funds for what maybe should be public purposes. So if anything, the more it's talked about, the less good it is for Snyder.
The federal judge in the Kwame Kilpatrick corruption case showed no leniency this week. She sentenced the former Detroit mayor to 28 years in prison. Your thoughts as Kilpatrick spoke to the court, Jack?
Well, they're certainly making an example of him, and I think a lot of people are sort of tired of the Kwame Kilpatrick saga. He's kind of long ago used up his 15 minutes of fame and used up a lot of goodwill by repeatedly sort of violating court orders and not paying restitution when he was after he got out of jail for state crimes. And so I don't think he has a whole lot of sympathy. But as of now, he's sentenced to 20 years in prison. He'll certainly do at least half of that. And what seems indisputable is that his political career is over, and it's probably, a lot of people are saying, a good thing if Detroit just sort of moves on from the Kwame Kilpatrick era.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much, Jack. Have a great weekend.
Stay out of jail, Rena.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional news stories.